Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Right now, this is Jeopardy!
Jeopardy!
That lives rent-free in my brain.
Jeff.
Yeah. Jeff. This is just pop culture, though. Just pop culture.
Okay.
You can't buzz in until I finish reading the question, otherwise it will not count. Buzz in with your name. Whoever gets the most right wins between Hot Wings, Kelly, and Steve. You're just tuning in. Okay. Tommy and Maitland are out today, both under the weather.
So these were all actual questions that were on the show. What kind of time frame? Like last 2 years, last 5 years? Any idea?
They all appear to be pretty recent.
Okay.
Let's see.
We should be good at this.
Certainly, collectively.
It says 50, but it doesn't say from when.
Okay.
Elementary pop culture for 100. It's the title of a Black Sabbath song or a Robert Downey Jr. movie.
Steve.
Kelly.
Steve.
What is Iron Man?
Correct. Steve has one. Pop music for 200. In 2023, she spilled her guts on her second album.
Steve.
Kelly.
Steve.
Who is Olivia Rodrigo?
Correct!
Such a good album.
Okay, that one surprises me for you, Steve.
Now, I have a lot of friends who have young daughters that are
that makes sense.
Posted pictures of all of them at the Guts
tour.
That
makes sense.
Yeah. Mm.
That's what it's called?
Yeah, the album was called Guts.
Okay.
Oh,
I believe right. So.
That makes sense. Thus the hint.
She spilled her guts.
The colors of television for 200. Jennifer Coolidge has a slight problem while staying at this title place. Please, these gays are trying to murder me.
That's the new show.
Steve.
Steve.
What is the Black Swan?
Incorrect, I'm sorry. Hot Wings.
What is the White Lotus?
Correct.
That's it.
You're thinking of not the black bird, but the white flower.
I knew it wasn't right when I said it.
Pop songs, popular music for 200. She sorts her songs based on the pens used to write them. Fountain, quill, or glitter gel?
Hot Wings.
You need to calm down is glitter gel.
Kelly.
Steve.
Oh, I said Hot Wings like way before Steve.
Yes, but I wasn't done finished reading.
Who is Taylor Swift?
That's such BS.
Hot Wings, it's not BS. That's correct, Steve.
I'm dominating.
That literally was in the rules at the beginning and the way we played last time. Hold your water.
Can't.
Pop culture, America, for 200. The Harlem Globetrotters were founded in this city, famous for its blues and
Kelly.
Its fire.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Oh.
Now you like that rule, don't you?
I hate it.
What is St. Louis?
That's incorrect. Kelly.
New York.
That is incorrect for two reasons. Steve. Beep,
what
beep, beep,
is
beep.
New Orleans?
The answer is Chicago.
Oh.
Kelly, yours was wrong because you just said New York. You didn't say what is New York
what
or where is New York,
York
or how
City
is New York
is
or whatever.
What I also should have said.
21st century television. Nicholas Braun imbues Cousin Greg with the perfect amount of awkwardness on this drama.
Steve.
Steve.
What is Succession?
Correct. Steve is kicking the two of your asses. It is 4-1, Steve. And that's if I combined your scores.
True.
And not only that, a lot of the questions have been on pop music, Steve. Is this something you talk about on your podcast with Kyle?
Pop
is
music?
It,
yeah.
Is it mostly pop music? You talk about lady songs?
Yeah. Young girl pop stars.
Time for the lady song minute, which all turns right into the lady song hour. Because
yeah,
let's be honest,
now's the time we sing. Pop Music for 200. Learning that her ex had become engaged to another woman inspired her to write Someone Like You.
Kelly.
A number one hit in 2011.
Kelly.
I believe I got in.
No. Steve.
No.
Who is Adele?
Correct. Steve has 5.
Sorry, Kelly. I'm just so fast.
I'm so bad at that whole don't buzz in before you're done with the question.
It's very difficult.
I hate it.
Yeah. That was a long pause that time.
It was.
Every other game we play is all about interrupting. Yeah, this
I know.
One is very hard to win.
This one's a nice vacation for me.
Very hard.
We do excel at interrupting.
Yeah.
Pop culture license plates for 400. The license plate Ecto-1 appears in movies featuring this title team.
Hot Steve! Wings.
Hot Wings.
Who are the Ghostbusters?
Correct. Hot Wings has 2. Recent music for 400. Humble was a track on his album, Damn.
Kelly.
Kelly.
Kendrick Lamar. Not right.
Correct.
It is.
Hot Wings.
No, Steve.
Hot Wings.
Who is Kendrick Lamar?
Correct.
No! Why can't I follow the rules? This game puts me in a box. And there's only one box I like to be in. It ain't this one.
Movies by Google search for 400. I don't know what that means. Makeup that makes you look like a rock. Panem child labor laws. Are these berries I found poisonous?
What?
Kelly?
Kelly.
What is she in?
What is that? Is incorrect.
It just sounded all
I
really
just wanted
messed
to point out that the category is movies.
Oh.
And it's well, pop culture.
Movies, but makeup and what else?
These are quotes from the movies. Makeup that makes you look like a rock. Panem child labor laws. Are these berries I found poisonous?
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Jumanji. What is Jumanji?
That is incorrect. I'm sorry. We were looking for what is The Hunger Games.
Oh.
Pop culture decades. Disneyland opens.
Hot Wings.
Steve.
Hot Wings.
What is the 1950s?
Kelly.
That is correct. Hot Wings now with 4. Steve with 5. Kelly has buzzed in and said things several times.
I'm shouting a lot.
Pop goes the music for 400. Rihanna's 2023 Super Bowl halftime show included We Found Love and this 2007 number one hit,
Hot Wings.
Steve.
Hot Wings.
What is Umbrella?
Correct! Hot Wings has 5.
Oh, man, screaming
Kelly,
back.
It's like you're not even trying. These are all right in your wheelhouse.
I know. I am trying, though.
And
that's what's really frustrating. And it's like I'm not. And I'm over here trying my hardest.
Trying the most I've ever tried in my life.
I want to try better.
80s pop culture. On SNL, it was too hot in the hot tub for this performer as James Brown. He also let us know, I'm Gumby, damn it.
Kelly.
Kelly.
Eddie, who is Eddie Murphy?
Correct.
Oh, nice.
We were about to hear what an aneurysm sounds like. Television then and now. This Game of Thrones prequel opens 172 years before the birth of Daenerys Targaryen.
Kelly.
Kelly.
What is House of Dragons? Dragons?
Correct.
What is Game of Thrones?
Yeah. Game of Thrones. That's my favorite game.
Is that what someone said?
Somebody said that.
Somebody might have said that.
Yeah, this Game of Thrones prequel.
Weird. Well, Kelly, you're welcome. Obviously, my wind talking caused some of you to mess up.
I'd like to submit.
Stephen Hotwings both with 5. Kelly with 2. You want to submit?
An infraction.
Don't
because that question was not asked correctly.
No, that is my point, Steve.
I believe the point should be taken away. Kelly should actually be double penalized.
I've looked to our judges, and the judges have said that because the question was erroneously read, getting it is even more difficult and worth 2 points. Kelly,
yes!
Got 3.
Suck it, Steve.
Way to go,
teach me.
Steve.
Teach me to shut my yap. Yeah.
Pop culture for 400. 2021 saw the first standalone movie about this marvelous title female set during
Steve.
The time of Captain America Civil War.
Kelly.
Hot Wings.
Kelly.
Steve.
Who is Wonder Woman?
That is incorrect.
I forgot that Brie Girl's character. Isn't that who we're thinking of?
Hot Wings.
What is Captain Marvel?
That's it.
Incorrect.
That's not it.
I'm sorry. The answer was Black Widow.
Oh.
I definitely thought it was Captain Marvel because it said marvelous so obviously. Yeah.
But it is also the Marvel universe, so I get it.
Pop Goes the Culture. Ed Asner voiced Carl Fredrickson in this Pixar film that ballooned to 700 million plus
Steve.
At the box office.
Oh.
That's a really bad time to stop paying attention. Kelly.
Steve.
Kelly.
Kelly.
What is up?
That is correct. Kelly now with four. What a run. Steve got five.
Balloons.
Then Hot Wings got five. Now Kelly has gotten four.
Because Kelly doesn't pay attention and free beer takes weird pauses.
That's how you win in life.
Two-word pop culture. This catchphrase of Ed McMahon was uttered with creepy efficiency in The Shining.
Hot Wings.
A movie set in the 1970s. Just kidding. Hot Wings. That was real, wasn't it? You were pissed.
Yes.
Hot Wings.
What is Here's Johnny?
Correct. Hot Wings now in the lead. Drama of television. Here's the truth. Life is murder for Madeline, Martha, Mackenzie, and Bonnie Carlson on this drama adapted from a bestseller.
Kelly.
Kelly.
What is Big Little Lies?
Correct. Kelly with five, tied with Steve, who's suddenly gone dormant.
By the way, that's one of the best books and then one of the best adaptations I've ever seen.
Really? I've never watched it.
It's so good. Especially if you like Nicole Kidman, she plays an insane character there. Yeah.
That came out at the same time as The White Lotus, and for some reason my brain said, you only need one of those.
You mean The Black Swan.
The Black Swan, yes. Pop culture for 600. Sincerely Me is a song from this Broadway show that won the 2017 Tony for Best Musical. Good luck.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
What is Hamilton?
That was the only one I would say. No, it's not that one.
What came out around 2017?
It's another one you may have heard of.
Steve.
But doesn't get as much chit-chat. Steve.
What is Cats?
That is incorrect.
You know, the show's like 50 years old.
I know, it took them a while to catch on.
I'm sorry,
but people really
for...
love that show now because it's about like space cat buttholes or something.
Yeah, yes, that's it.
We were looking for what is Dear Evan Hansen.
Oh my gosh. Okay, yeah, I would have not gotten that.
Television then and now. Tatiana Maslany stars as this title character, attorney at law.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
What is She-Hulk?
Correct. Hot Wings with seven. Steve and Kelly with five. First to 10 is your champion.
Okay.
Or if we're out of time. Pop culture, 2004. Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin gave their yummy morsel born April 14th this name.
Kelly.
Steve.
Kelly.
What is Apple?
Correct. Kelly with six. Hot Wings with seven. Steve with five.
Who is Apple? Should take a point away.
You didn't say who is?
She said, what is.
But you also asked after this juicy fruit or something.
Yeah, I'm okay with any question.
Juicy fruit. Like the gum.
Pop culture for 800. Princesses. In The Princess Diaries, Mia Thermopolis finds out she is the crown princess of this fictional country.
Wait, I know this. Kelly!
Kelly.
What is Princess of Genovia?
Correct. Kelly with seven.
Anne Hathaway classic. Are you pissed, Steve, because now you're not trying hard enough?
Let's meet our contestants. Steve earlier got the first five, and since then we've seen his opponents run off 14 straight answers while he is set mute.
Me and my friends have daughters that are young, so I know a lot about pop culture. I'm Steve.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Suck it, loser.
Then
what happens
Kelly.
When you open your big bazoo?
Big bazoo. Pop
is that
culture's
something
stupid
say,
answers.
Or did you just make that
up? Not in 85 years.
Not anyone but said no, bazoo. I remember hearing that when I was a kid. I just shut your big bazoo. I don't know where it comes from. Sure, it's like Ralph Cramden or something.
Probably. There, Ralphie boy. Before co-starring in Get Out, Allison Williams played one of the girls on this HBO series.
Hot Wings.
Kelly.
Hot Wings.
What is Girls?
Correct. Hot Wings has eight. Kelly, seven. Steve, five. Spaced out pop culture for 800. The start of the 1977 Star Wars movie informed us it all happened a long time ago in this place.
Kelly.
Hot Wings.
Steve.
Kelly.
What is a galaxy far, far away?
Correct. Kelly with nine. Kelly with eight. Hot Wings
up,
with eight.
Coming up close behind you, Hot Wings.
I know.
You're tied.
Yeah, we're tied.
We're tied?
Yeah.
Yes, eight is the same for both.
Yeah. It's like I'm standing beside you now. Not behind.
Right. Name there. The celebrity for 800. Cassian Euphoria. Star of Anyone But You.
Kelly.
Kelly.
Who is Sydney Sweeney?
Correct. Kelly has 9.
No, I'm like, what?
Okay, so timing-wise, it worked out pretty well that that one was for you. It's going to seem the same for somebody else now. 60s pop culture. In November 1967, John Lennon appeared on the cover of this music magazine's first issue.
Kelly.
Kelly for the win.
What is Rolling Stone magazine?
Correct!
Yeah! Oh!
What else would it be?
I don't know, but I was going to cover of the really Rolling Stone.
Nintendo Weekly was one of the other choices, along with Billboard and Smash Hits. Mm. Kelly, the last to score, first to victory.
Yes.
Good job.
What a comeback.
It was quite a game.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. I have 41 more questions.
If Steve hadn't gotten her 2 on that one, it would have helped.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I would be 1 point behind.
Only got her 1.
Yes, I know.
Oh, you didn't give me double point like you said you were going to free beer?
Well, you earned 1. I gave you the second point, that thus making it double. 2 is double 1.
Oh, yes, it is.
Congratulations on your victory.
I appreciate the math lesson. I was lost there for a second. I'm going to start writing things
down. Your face still suggests you might be lost.
I have no idea how you double 1 and get 2. What happened?
Isn't 1 plus 11? 1 is?
2.
If you got 2 points, that would be how many?
4.
No.
Just kidding.
Oh, no.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.